American Heart Month is kind of the one time of the year where we really kind of try to spread the message about heart disease and heart disease prevention. And we really focus in the month of February on women's heart health with the Go Red for Women movement. Women are dying more of heart disease every day. About one woman every minute in the United States dies of heart disease. And so we take some time during the month of February to really pause and educate women about their risks.
Is this one of the areas where women are catching up with men? I think men have been notorious heart disease sufferers, and now are women catching up?
Well, it's not so much that they're catching up as much. I mean, women have always been affected by heart disease, and that's kind of the thing, is that we've always thought of heart disease as a man's disease. Well, that's not the case. Women die, one out of three women will be affected by heart disease in her lifetime. And that same statistic holds true for men. Unfortunately, only one in five women knows that her number one health risk is heart disease. So we want to make sure that we're educating women about their risks, educating them about the symptoms, and also teaching them that heart disease is 80% preventable. If you make some simple changes, you can prevent it.
Let's talk about the simple changes. What do we... It's a lifestyle change.
Well, quite simply, it's move more, eat less. To put it in a nutshell. You know, if you go on to goredforwomen.org, it's a great resource, great website. There's actually a short health risk assessment that you can take, and it'll identify those areas where you can make improvements in your heart health.
And see your doctor.
Yes, absolutely. Take those results and discuss them with your doctor and put together a plan for how you can fight it.
Coming up this Friday, Go Red for Women Day, right?
It's National Wear Red Day. Yep. So we're encouraging everyone to wear red on Friday to help raise awareness of heart disease. And in addition, we've got some fun activities planned. We're doing the Red Dress Dash in downtown Sioux Falls on Friday night, too.
What's that all about?
Basically, it's just a goofy time for us to get a bunch of people together and encourage people to throw on a red dress. Or if you're uncomfortable wearing a red dress, you can throw on some red and join us for a quick run through downtown Sioux Falls.
And again, men are encouraged to wear red on Friday as well.
Absolutely. Every man has a woman in his life in some way, shape, or form. So let's take care of their hearts.
Okay. And then let's talk about the luncheon coming up on Friday, February 21st. What's going on there?
Yeah. So our Heart Month activities kind of culminate at the end of the month. On Friday, February 21st, we have our annual Go Red for Women luncheon. And this is our big fundraiser of the year for the Go Red for Women movement. Tickets are available. The luncheon is being held at the Sioux Falls Convention Center and should be a really great event.
You say it's a fundraiser?
It is a fundraiser. So tickets are $125 a piece. Mm-hmm. And are available online at SiouxFallsGoRedForWomen.org.
And where does the money go?
The money goes towards supporting the Go Red for Women movement in the state of South Dakota, and also goes towards funding woman-specific research into heart disease. We know, because of some of the research that the Go Red for Women movement has done, that women's heart attack symptoms are different from men. We've developed devices and things that are specifically designed for women. It may come as a little bit of a surprise that women are slightly smaller than men. So, you know, we need different kinds of equipment when people go to work on our hearts. So the research goes to fund a lot of those different kinds of things.
Okay, and where do I get tickets?
Tickets are available online on our website at SiouxFallsGoRedForWomen.org, or you can give me a call at 605-360-2542.
And, of course, you're a great resource year-round.
Yes.
For heart healthy lifestyles.
Exactly. Yep. It's not something that we do just during the month of February, but it's something you need to do all year long.